A Cornell University professor says when responding to the West Africa Ebola epidemic, officials must consider both the physical and social dimensions of healing. Stacy Langwick says the outbreak has dramatically changed the way people care for the sick. Langwick is studying the Ebola crisis through the eyes of a medical anthropologist, someone, she says, is most interested in behavior at the intersection of culture, humanity, and biology.
We're very interested in how people think about their bodies, how they're thinking about diseases, how they're thinking about threats, and what sorts of actions or responses come from those conceptions about diseases and threats.
The Ebola outbreak in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone is a medical emergency. But Langwick says there's more than one dimension to it.
When we focus only on the very important scientific questions and biological questions of the origins of this disease, its population dynamics, its spread, we may come up with a set of interventions that look very effective on paper in relation to containing the virus, but they're completely ineffective on the ground.
Past Ebola outbreaks in Africa were often over in a matter of weeks and occurred in small areas. Infected people were quickly isolated, and the outbreak ended when the dying stopped. But this outbreak crossed porous borders, has been going on for months, and the dying and new infections continue.
Part of what we're seeing is our intense interconnectedness in today's world. People travel, people need to travel to make their livelihoods, to get food, to see relatives, to care for each other, for their jobs and their profession. And I think we're seeing a very effective and devastating virus take advantage of the fact that we are a very interconnected world.
The Cornell professor says when people live in an area with poor health care, surrounded by death and the fear of death, it is an infuriating and terrifying situation. That's made worse, she says, when the areas are placed under quarantine, like the West Point area of Liberia's capital Monrovia, with little or no warning or education campaigns about Ebola.
The current violence in Monrovia really shows us that if we do not do that, what will then be required is force and violence in a situation where there's already so much loss, heartache, and death that adding to it is not what anyone is hoping will happen.
She says it's a question of how do we care for the people we love, especially in the face of danger. She describes it as the ethics of living, the ethics of caring. Even the way people mourn the death of their loved ones has changed in the affected countries. No longer, say health officials, can people touch dead bodies during funerals.
How can we actually make a meaningful grieving practice together? And parts of that grieving practice might have to be new. And traditions are very strong, and so they're not easy to break. But part of what can be a real drawback of highly focused public health interventions is they tell people what not to do, but they do not take the time to imagine with people what they can do.
Langwick says effective interventions are more easily accepted when they're based on consultations with a broad range of community members. She says working with traditional healers may help, as long as those healers are fully aware of the risks of Ebola. She says good healers are skillful in conceiving and promoting therapies that intervene in the dynamics of both the biological diseases and human relationships. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.